This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080am, the fan. And, of course, the party people, the party animals on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1080am, the fan. Party on, party people. I think I said this last week when we had this discussion. The future of spring ball in college football is going to be bringing in other teams and scrimmaging other teams, just like we see in training camp in the NFL, where they have mixed practices. This has been something that I have said for a long time should be the way that college football operates, and they were going to trend in that direction, and there's going to be money involved in it, and when there's money involved in it, it's going to happen. You know, we discussed this last year when my alma mater, the Southern Oregon Raiders, they brought in a team from Japan. They brought in the national champs from Japan, and that was their spring game. Was they played this college team from Japan and waxed them, but they played somebody else. They didn't want to hit each other. So they brought in, you know, another team to go and do it. Well, yesterday, Dion, Coach Prime at Colorado, he took the mic and he started the revolution.
Out in Pakistan, because the way the trend is going, you never know if this is going to be the last spring game. I don't believe in that. I don't really want to condone that. I would like to play the spring. Actually, I like to play against another team in the spring. That's what I'm trying to do right now, to have it competitive. Playing against your own guys kind of get monotonous, and you really can't tell the level of your guys. Because, you know, it's the same old, same old. Everybody kind of know each other. Towards the end, I would like to style it like the pros. I would like to practice against someone for a few days, then you have the spring game. And I think the public will be satisfied with that tremendously. I think it's a tremendous idea. Yeah, I've told those personnel who should understand that it's a tremendous idea.
Coach Prime, yes, let's go.
Being the disruptor that you always talk about.
He is a disruptor. I love this for him. He wants to play somebody else. And Fran Brown, the head coach at Syracuse, said, we'll come out to Colorado Boulder for 3 days. If the NCAA allows it, this is what they should do. And I've always thought that the way that this would trend is not necessarily the power conferences, the Power Four doing this, but we are going to see a split between the Power Four and then the Group of Five, right? That's coming. There will be a larger gap to where I don't believe you'll see like a FCS team play an Oregon or an Alabama ever again. When the big split happens, I think that's gone.
You think the payday games are gone?
Yeah, because they're going to want inventory of really good games all the time.
Yeah.
And we've already seen the scheduling alliance where if the SEC plays and they mandate that you have 9 conference games, you have a crossover with the Big Ten every single year, and then you have to play a Group of Five, all of a sudden your schedule, there's only one of those games that is left. And I think that will eventually turn into that game goes into another power conference school. So you play a Big Ten opponent, a Group of Five opponent, and then you'll play another power conference. So ACC or a Big 12 opponent, right? And then your schedule is set with 12 games right there, and it's full. So the payday games might be going away altogether. This is where you get the payday, right?
Oh, that's an interesting thought process. I like that.
Oregon gives Portland State, you know, $200,000. You come down, and we scrimmage you. And it makes more sense, too, because of the fact that all big-time college football players will tell you this, that what happens in the spring, that's when you schedule your surgery. If you're a vet and you're established, that's when you get that.
That's when you get something taken care of. Oh, that man, shoulder.
I'm going to go get that shoulder cleaned up, and I'm not going to have to go through these spring drills because you know where you are in the pecking order, right? I know guys that only played in one spring game.
Their first year?
Uh-huh. And that was it. The rest of it was, all right.
I'm a little dinged up. Got some maintenance I got to take care of.
This head, shoulder, knees, and toes that I need to worry about, and I'm going to go get those figured out. So you don't, like, in... It also takes away, right, the idea that you go and you play, you know, Portland State or whatever, and your starting running back gets hurt on a fluke play, right? Spring ball is for the backups to prove themselves. Yeah. You sort out your depth. You see those guys who may be a surprise in their upcoming on their roster.
Hey, here's that's the guy who made – he's clearly making a leap.
I think that is probably where the future is. But, hell, if it's going to be – a power conference comes and they go for 3 days and then you go and you return that favor. You go to their place for 3 days during the spring. I'm here for it. Get it out of your mind that what about the kids in the classroom? They don't care about that. Most of them are taking online classes anyways. Yeah. You know, I love this.
No, I do too. I think this is a great path to go down. This is something that, you know, I didn't really have a dog in the fight in the sense of like the, should they, shouldn't they, other than stop pretending like it's nuclear secrets. That's the stuff that bothered me. It was like, oh God, can we just stop? Like, look, the Blazers close shoot arounds. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
What are you going to show?
Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go film, hey, the Blazers are running this new set and putting it on social media? No. I just want to see what the stuff you're running and like have an idea of like, okay, here's some stuff. But beyond that, it's like, I don't, I've never, look, I literally worked in intelligence, like in military intelligence where you have actual secrets. So for me, it's just like, come on. I don't get this. I don't get the whole like, oh, we can't show this. We can't show that. Like, you're going to show 13 weeks of stuff through the season, man. Like it's,
well, you're going to have in spring ball, you're going to have your practices where that's where you work on those.
Yeah.
Things, you know?
And you're not going to show everything there. And you're like, and if somebody does pop and somebody does, you know, try to recruit him over, do your job and make sure he doesn't.
One of the things that Prime said, too, is that by the end of it, they all annoy each other. Spring ball is where the most fights happen.
Yeah, it's the same thing in the NFL. When everybody gets it past 2-a-days and you start getting into camps, man, guys get tired of each other.
Yep. Spring ball is number one. Fall camp is number two because... once, like, fall camp is just, I keep hitting the same guy over and over again, and then he's learning how I operate, so he starts to cheat, and then you get frustrated, and then you start hitting each other. But in spring ball, it is, you have that same concept, but there's also a pecking order when you get into the season of, hey, dude,
chill.
Don't be a practice hero.
Yeah.
But in spring ball, if all the stars are kind of out,
there's limited, a pecking order to be sorted.
You've got to find your way into that order. So everybody's going hard. And so they just get pissed at each other. So many fights in spring ball.
Well, look, man, that's where competition breeds itself, man.
And you learn a lot more if you bring in another team. If you bring in another team, all of that, yeah, all right, you know, I had a teammate who, he's one of the best corners in the country. But I was not good in college, but I knew what route I could get him on. And so if we ever did one-on-ones, I was running a post corner.
Yeah, you knew how to turn him inside out.
I knew he was going to bite on the post every damn time, so that's how I got open. He hated it. He absolutely hated it. You know? And yeah.
But those are the things that you build up over time, and you know how to go at guys, and that's exactly what you're talking
about. It made me look good, so I kept doing it. Over and over again, because it made me look good. And that is where, if you bring in another team, I don't know that about him. So I'm going to level that playing field, and I got to start from scratch. And that's exactly how it's going to be when you play in a regular season.
And that competitive juice, like, it starts going because you've got the other guys that are trying to show out for their guys to prove out their depth, and you're doing it for your guys. And so that's where you get those practice fights that you see in the NFL all the time, when they have those scrimmages, because stuff's on the line.
Yeah. My coaches saw right through me getting open against him, though. They'd,
like, why are you doing that to him?
They're like, your slow white ass still isn't playing. All right. Rick Pitino. He is a man of motivational words. And I got fired up just hearing the white suit talk. You know, they got a TV show that they pull, like a Coach Prime type deal. I might be in on this thing. In the St. John's Red Storm. I got a lot of catching up
to do. He's got the juice.
Oh, it's so great. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the NCAA tournament, I guess, gets going tonight, today, this afternoon?
Technically, no, but yes.
St. Francis and Alabama State.
A lot of Saints.
Jerk. There are a lot of Saints.
A lot of Saints.
There are. Do you know the most prominently represented mascot of the tournament?
Tigers?
Wildcats.
There's 8 teams with this mascot, and you guys are both wrong. There are
dogs,
4 tigers. There are 2 wildcats. We have 3 cougars in the building.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering, SIU Edwardsville, they are the Cougars.
Okay. Yeah.
SIU Edwardsville. I don't even know what the I is. And
is
it's
it
Southern
Illinois or Indiana?
Indiana? I don't know.
Iowa?
It could be. Yeah,
they
it could
be
anything.
They love their eyes in that part of the country.
I don't know.
It would be Illinois.
Illinois. Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, the Cougars. Mm. I feel like if you're Southern, you're an offshoot of Southern Illinois, you should be something close to a Saluki.
Mm.
So like you maybe like another fast dog.
Mm.
Like a...
Greyhound?
A greyhound would be good, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the first fast dog that came to my mind.
That's they are fast.
Yeah.
No, it is the Bulldogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Gonzaga, Drake, Georgia, Mississippi State, Yale, and Bryant. Wait, they have Drake and Gonzaga twice on this. So it's 2, 4, 6 of them.
Mm.
That's a pretty good little list there.
It's always weirded me out that you've got Mississippi and Georgia in the same conference with the same mascot.
Well, Auburn and LSU as well.
Yeah, I know. It's like, come on, guys. I know you have a reputation for being dumb.
Well,
but come on.
LSU, Bayou Bengals.
Mm.
So, go Tigers, though. They're Tigers. Tiger. Mike the Tiger.
And there's a, you know, they've got a fun chant that you can't say on the radio.
Most SEC schools do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Like at Tennessee, they sing Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm.
But it's FU Alabama and them Florida Gators too.
Yeah, I love the little donkey tack on at the end of like, bam, and you too.
Oh yeah. By the way, we didn't forget about you, Florida. We hate you too. See, that's what we need out west. We don't have that out west. Like you have some hate, but like we don't have that level of vitriol.
No.
You know. All right. One team that is unique, I guarantee you, there's only one Red Storm in the tournament.
Indeed.
And it is St. John's.
It's a great, Red Storm is such a great name.
Yeah. Why are they the Red Storm?
No idea. I've never done
St. John's.
Never.
We don't know?
No. But it's such a unique name.
Yeah.
And we have all these dogs and cats and...
We need more dogs.
Yeah. But like, give me a Red Storm.
Yeah. Rick Pitino, and I am so hoping for Pitino versus Cal in the round of 32. Because if Arkansas beats Kansas, if St. John's pastes whoever they're playing, we will have Arkansas, St. John's, John Calipari, Rick Pitino in the... That is a white suit Pitino game if I've ever seen it. And that is... Dude, they need to play that wherever, whatever city that they're in. It needs to be in the Italian district of that town because there's so much Italian going on. It's crazy. But St. John's has one of those docuseries going on. And they went in the locker room. It's a Vice Sports doc on St. John's basketball.
Which is the one thing Vice Sports still does really well at because they've canceled basically everything else they do.
What do they do?
That this is it. Like, this is it. They do these, like, very, like, open, gritty sports docs.
Okay.
And they're good at it. They're really good at it.
Here is a halftime speech during the Big East tournament that Rick Pitino gave his squad.
Dig in and be a basketball player. Dig in. Every time you miss a shot, Your game deflates. We don't care about your missed shots. Play defense. You guys keep blowing opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. You're like children with bad things happening. Instead of digging in and be tougher, you wilt. Where is your toughness? Where have you guys been raised that you're so weak mentally that you just give up when something doesn't go right for you? Don't you know what adversity is all about? That's the game of life, not the game of basketball. You don't get down when things go wrong. You dig in and get tougher. Your whole life's going to be adversity. Learn how to deal with it.
I love that so much.
He's old school, man.
There is a reason why Rick Pitino wins everywhere
every
he goes.
Single place.
With St. John's winning the Big East, that is the sixth school that he has won a conference tournament at.
Good God, man.
The Boston Terriers, the Providence Friars, Kentucky Wildcats, Louisville Cardinals, Iona Gales, St. John's Red Storm.
And it's not like he's doing it like it. Obviously, at Kentucky, the power programs, it's everywhere.
He's taking over the dregs and bringing them back up, Kentucky and Louisville excluded.
But Louisville, like, he got them back to prominence. Like, that.
He vacated national titles.
He and Jim Harbaugh are the same cloth. Like, no matter where they go, they win.
Yeah, and they loosely skirt rules.
So, It's out there, but like Anthony Simons was recruited by Rick Pitino to go to Louisville, and that scandal happened at Louisville. And I always thought Pitino was a good coach, and Ant never ended up going there. Went back to IMG, but I've talked to Ant about Pitino in that process. And without playing a game for Rick Pitino, he would run through a wall for Rick Pitino.
Well, you hear a speech like that, and you think of these coaches, right, where everything is, well, you give these guys the bag, they go through the AAU circuit, they're all coddled and handheld. Mm-mm. And that is one of the criticisms of the guys that I want to see him play in the round of 32, John Calipari, right?
Yep.
Where Calipari gets those guys on campus, he holds them accountable, but he doesn't truly hold them accountable.
Sure, there's
right?
a different set of rules.
Pitino gets thrown into like the group of the coddlers because he has been an elite recruiter.
Yeah.
That right there is a guy that you want to talk about dressing guys down and saying you can't talk to guys. That's why he didn't work in the NBA. But it also is why he is so successful at the college game and why his players end up being successful in the NBA as well, is because he will take it to that next level. Mm-hmm. And he'll get that grit. If you grew up in the AAU circle, and he's talking about, where's your guys' toughness, right? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest knock on the AAU.
Oh, God, yeah.
Is that it's all just about me getting mine, and he gets some of those guys, and then he turns them into the gritty, mm-hmm. tough, hard-nosed players, a la Jay Wright at Villanova is probably the best at that.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, the thing about Pitino, this is the guy who was, you know, four white guys and an Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's safe.
You tried everything.
You could be the star at the front of the team or the last guy on the bench. If you don't have it, you're gonna catch it.
Yeah,
and that has just been true for him. And I'm glad you brought up the NBA thing, and that's why it didn't work in the NBA, because like they don't care about you.
No,
in that sense, like you,
I make more money than you.
Yeah,
I've already made it here. You've got to find a way to connect with them and say, you're going to make more money if you play this way,
mm-hmm.
or your ass is going to be out of the league if you don't get it together.
And it's
that's the only way that gets through. But you have to have
you
have to have tact in how you do it,
and you have to earn the respect before you can do that. Like the David Blatt, you know, that whole thing, great tactical coach, but he's out there trying to tell LeBron James to fall in line, and LeBron said, "Nah, dog,
that's
not how this is going to work." And now LeBron's obviously a different case, but like we've seen these cases in the NBA over and over and over again. You have to be that guy, you have to have your stripes in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so there's a different path you got to take, but you can't argue with Pitino's success. You can't. It is undeniable.
Which means it cannot be
denied.
And Rust is on it. Baby Billy Bobby Bunkers.
It is he's the best.
It is undeniable, which means it can't be denied.
Perfect.
Right on time. Not late at all.
He
nailed it.
He is the best coach in college basketball of the last 30 years.
He is. He is.
To go to that many places.
I would say, but yeah, if Jay Wright would have stuck around, but like guys like Jay Wright to me.
At the top end, absolutely.
The best coach in college basketball. Yes. Coach K is up there as mm-hmm. well. But Coach K is very similar in that mm-hmm. he would MF the highest recruits.
This is a West Point graduate in Coach K. Like, buddy.
Played for Bobby Knight.
Goodness gracious. It is I've heard some stories from some Duke players, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
it gets that sideways.
Yeah.
Because Coach K, particularly in like the last like 10 years, tried to present the softer, kinder, gentler Coach K.
Yeah.
Coach K was a bleepy bleep.
Yeah, but Pitino will never be brought up in that conversation because of the fact that trouble seems to follow him.
Or he manifests his own.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on Worst Day on the Web. I've got two. There's a split divergence here, but I want to go to one because we are moving into some scary stuff when we talk about the weapons of war. The U.S. is testing some new stuff as it pertains to some war exercises. You've seen the robots that at Boston Dynamics. What if I told you the U.S. has got some robot dogs that they're already testing out in war? Oh boy. We'll get to that more in our Worst Day on the Web here on Danny and Dusty. But first, here's the big Kahuna Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
It's time for today's Worst Day on the Web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
My old comrades, as it were, are up to some stuff in the R&D world, in the world of military weapons of war. And if you've seen like the Boston Dynamics videos of like the walking dogs that can do all kinds
terrifying.
Of stuff. Look, if you're seeing that stuff in public, I can tell you they're 10 years ahead on the military side. They just, that's where this stuff comes from, ideas and machinations, and it trickles down into the world. Like microwave. Like, but we all have in our house came out of military technology. It's just the way the world, particularly in the U.S., works. The one thing that is constantly ongoing are exercises against enemies of the state. So a nation like North Korea. Same thing happens with Russia or anybody who's considered to be a threat to the nation, as it were. And one of the things that's coming out of this is they're conducting an exercise right now where they're rehearsing realistic combat situations utilizing these mechanized units. And so we are moving away from the humans on the front lines, which I know a lot of people say, good, less loss of human life, all that kind of thing. That's a scary, scary world if all of a sudden we're sending like full-on robots into combat zones. And that's what they're talking about, using basically robotic dogs to go through. So North Korea and South Korea have hundreds of tunnels along the DMZ and along the border. I think most people probably in this country don't know that is actually an ongoing war. North Korea and South Korea are technically at war. There mm-hmm. was never a peace treaty that was settled. It is actually an ongoing conflict. It is the longest ongoing conflict in the world right now.
Usually what ends wars is loss of life,
mm-hmm.
and one side goes, all right, enough is enough.
Yep.
Well, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. If you have robots fighting robots, conflict continues, and then the loss of life goes from military personnel to civilians, mm-hmm. which is never a good thing.
No.
Never a good thing, but we've already seen this to an extent with the ongoing conflicts that are going on, whether it's in, Gaza or Ukraine, mm-hmm. a lot of the civilian lives are being taken because of the technology that's being used. It's not necessarily the deterrent anymore.
No, I mean, if you've watched what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, you're talking about two nations that are entirely different size, but Ukraine has been active and able to participate on a scale that nobody thought possible, is because you took, young soldiers and they started strapping dynamite to Walmart drones.
Not good, Bob.
Like, there's
not good.
There is a video. Look, this is going to be mildly graphic, so just check out for a second if you need to.
I'm happy that you have the ability to go mildly anything.
Well, there was a video that went viral in the military community.
You should just go hard in the paint.
Yeah, well, I mean, the war stuff. I'm a little. Look, there's stuff that I joke about. This stuff is, you know, I have firsthand experience with it, so I try to step away from it a little bit as I can. But there was a video that went viral of a drone with a C4 payload in trench warfare in Ukraine and Russia. And the drone has a camera on it. And as the drone is getting ready to take off, a field mouse jumps on the drone and hangs on. And you see this drone with a, you know, a little brick of C4 being flown into a Russian trench and being detonated.
Oh. What corner of the internet are you on?
Oh, no, this isn't even in the corner. This is, like, stuff that was just passed around. But it was just, like, obviously, you don't see anything. You don't see a mouse disappear. The screen just goes black as you see a white flash.
Yeah.
But the desensitization of this, you're talking about something that's maybe $100 with some military explosives, basically duct taped to it, being flown into a trench where Russian soldiers are, and them eliminating soldiers and a field mouse with very, very minimal effort. And that is
scary, man. Yeah.
It is that kind of stuff, man. It's like, you know, there was a video the other day. I can't remember what it was on a TV show. And they were talking about the evolution of working dogs, both in the military and the police. Have you seen what working dogs at high-end units in the military and in SWAT services have now?
I don't know what you mean by that.
They remove their teeth and they insert titanium teeth.
What?
Fully titanium incisors.
Like it's James Bond movie?
Yes. So they can't be broken. So that when they latch into you, you go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dog. Like, it's wild.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. So I went but even that, like, you're looking at that kind of stuff and you're going, holy crap.
Whoa.
We get further and further and further away from this. And I know this is it's kind of a serious topic. But when I saw this, going through intel training, you go through exercises and things that I can't talk about, but you understand the evolution of war and how, because I went to war college when I was in the Air Force. And part of war college is you study the history of war. And yeah, there's some Sun Tzu stuff thrown in there. Of course it's going to be in there, but the imagination, the changes. And one of the things that no matter what advances we have in the military, the thing that we always come back to, the thing that all great leaders come back to, even when you're talking about technological advances, is the need for humanity to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with the bow and arrow and how, you know, quote unquote, cowardly it was to fight with that, because it was the first desensitization, because it was the first time that man was able to kill at range,
mm-hmm,
and not see that person eye to eye. And it's one of those things. It's just like you start getting down this path of where robot warfare is it's happening.
Golly.
It gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
And so then ultimately what will end these wars is you take enough civilian lives, or country goes bankrupt because they can't afford it anymore. They run out of their robots and ability to produce the robots.
It's about centers of production.
Jeez,
which,
man.
That kind of gets back to the World War II stuff and, you know, bombing entire production centers or cities into the ground, which is what you saw in Germany and in England.
Yikes, man.
So and when you're talking about that kind of stuff, you're talking about centers of gravity in military parlance. Like, those are the things that you take out. Command and control, so political structures, communications, things of that nature, and then your centers of gravity, which you start talking about production centers, media centers, the ability to produce propaganda, all those kind of things.
It's wild.
It is crazy. So, pivoting out of that, there's an outlier in the NFL happening in this draft, and we'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Despite all the action in the NFL that has transpired over the last couple of years, where you've seen so many first-round picks moved around, Trey Lance, Bryce Young, I mean, the list is relatively long when you're talking about moving around high-end draft capital. Yet this year, you damn near got everybody holding their first-round pick.
No, everybody is.
Is it everyone at the 31?
No, every single team in the NFL currently holds their first-round pick. And this is the first time since 1993 that we have made it this close to the NFL draft with every single team still holding on to their 2025 first-round pick. And that year was the year that the Kansas City Chiefs gave up their first-rounder to the 49ers 2 weeks before the draft for a guy named Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really good at football.
Yeah.
But that just tells you, I mean, this year's draft class, it's not like this earth-shattering draft class. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of value for a lot of teams throughout 1 through 32. Mm-hmm. So everybody's looking at how all of these teams are made that are winning Super Bowls. They are with a quarterback that you either hit on when he's young and you make it there on that young rookie quarterback and you're paying everybody else. But no doubt about it, it is teams that have hit doubles, triples, and home runs throughout the draft through 2, 3, 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you get your starters is in the first round. And the draft process, the NFL is figuring it out very well, better than the other professional sports leagues are right now with how many guys are becoming not just starters, but really damn productive players of first round picks.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at a young team like the Denver Broncos, or you look at what the Seahawks have been able to do, or you look at what the Rams have been able to do. Like, there's different styles of each one of those teams.
Chiefs are buried at the bottom of the first round. They're still finding their guys every year.
And every Bills fan is saying, stop trading your pick to the Chiefs.
Don't do it.
Stop doing it.
Don't do it.
They do well there. But I mean, like the Eagles, yeah, they've got top end talent. Yeah, they've got two great wide receivers. Yes, they've got this great line on both sides, but it's all reinforced with incredible draft picks.
We have we talked about this. Howie Roseman extending guys early, mm-hmm. making and their secondary, they have just been absolutely nails. But they're also nails in they don't get talked about this enough. In the trenches, they draft better than anybody in the trenches.
Yes.
And they have for years. Howie Roseman, because of his deal making before guys get up on their contracts, it allowed them, because of when they signed Devontae Smith and AJ Brown's mm-hmm. deals, those two guys are $100 million cheaper than Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
And you're telling me is there a $100 million difference between those two wide receiver groupings? No, there's not. Are Chase and Higgins a better duo? Yes.
$100 million.
You could talk me into probably $20 million difference.
Oof.
You could probably talk me into that because Chase is just that good.
Yeah, I may go a little bit steeper because of the high end of Chase.
Yeah.
But the Bengals, by waiting, overpaid for T. Higgins. And now, in a few years, will we be saying that same thing? Probably not.
No.
But
for that 2 year window,
2 years that they have him on guaranteed money, yeah, they did mm-hmm. because they waited way too long.
And it's going to be interesting because we talk about the value of this draft and you know, it not being the best draft we've ever seen. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad draft by any means.
No.
I think there are certain position groups, interior defensive line.
It's not sexy draft.
No, but if you look again, like interior defensive line, it is loaded.
It is interior defensive line, tight ends, running backs, mm-hmm. really good first round talent.
All of the support guys, and like then the non-sexy positions.
The one place that this draft is also really good is because of where they'll be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive linemen in this draft are not the, you know, Penei Sewells,
Joe Thomases of the world,
Trent Williams guys, but the guys that are high-end guys mm-hmm. are going to fall down
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go to really good situations
yep.
and they are going to be anchors
yes.
for years.
And like, there's a couple guys like Will Campbell, like where you're like, well, he's a little light and his arms aren't as quite as long, but it's like, well, if he goes to a better team that fits him because he's one of the most athletic offensive linemen that's ever tested at the combine, you go, Yeah, I could, if he goes to the right team, it's going to use him as an active offensive lineman that's going to be pulling and trapping and kicking out and being like a part of that, as opposed to a team that's going to try to beat the hell out of you.
That'll do,
the,
pig.
All
That'll
of a sudden, do. The fit starts working a lot better.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated with where this draft is going to go, because free agency was a frenzy. You had a lot of player movement this year. You had a lot of teams spend a lot of money filling holes. The Minnesota Vikings spent $300 million in the last, like, week.
Pretty impressive.
To try and bolster their run game and to make sure they have more balance. It's crazy, crazy, crazy to see how teams are filling in free agency with the salary cap launch that has gone up, and it's going to make the draft a lot more difficult to predict and project where some guys are going to go.
Which makes it more fun.
It does.
Which, with that in mind, let's get into hour number three. Mel Kiper has released his mock draft 3.0, and ladies and gentlemen, there have been some changes after free agency. We'll get into that next year on Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.